It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert, in for Craig Cohen. In Illinois Public Media News this hour, Illinois State University President Al Bowman says he plans to retire as soon as the university can pick a replacement. WGLT Radio reports that Bowman's announcement today comes soon after he signed a four-year contract with a retention bonus to be paid at the end of the term. In a message to the campus, Bowman cites health considerations as the cause for his departure. He says his current condition is good, but he's been advised that stepping away from a high-pressure position is the best thing he can do for his long-term health. The 59-year-old Bowman says he's asked Trustees Chairman Michael McCuskey to convene a special meeting of the board to begin the search for a successor. Bowman became ISU's 17th president in March 2004. The Illinois Supermax prison that Governor Pat Quinn is looking to close has more guards than inmates, but is still paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime to its security staff. The Belleville News Democrat reports that the Tams Correctional Center in Alexander County has 208 guards and supervisors in its maximum security unit. That prison is home to 138 prisoners. The newspaper says state payroll records show that the TAM security staff has clocked at least $884,000 in overtime over a one-year period ending November 12th. That's even as inmates in the solitary confinement Supermax prison are kept in their cells for all but 1 hour each day. Several state lawmakers say they find the cost surprising and worth examining. The owner of a Champaign-based bus company says reports of safety violations are the result of being unfairly linked to others that resulted in tragic accidents. In late October, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration gave Lincoln Land Express, or LEX, an unsatisfactory rating over three violations and says it will have to shut down if they aren't rectified by Friday. LEX owner Robert Frazier defends the bus company's actions, saying it's not right to connect his company with one like Megabus, which has had two fatal accidents recently.
It's sort of like a witch hunt, and I'm becoming the scapegoat. And the media keeps reporting on all the crashes and all the deaths, and all the politicians get in there. And then you kind of throw in even a little bit more politics. You have the American Bus Association that has the richest, biggest bus companies that are saying, yeah, we need to get those small guys off the road because they're a hazard.
In the first incident, the company didn't have a required federal sticker needed for highway travel. But Frazier says it's not needed for a party bus that slowly drives around Champaign-Urbana and not the highway. For the second one, the agency said LEX violated a driver log, but Frazier says the driver simply punched in a time clock an hour before his 4:30 a.m. drive to Chicago to drink coffee. In the last case, the agency reported part of a bus's braking system needed to be replaced soon, but Frazier says a mechanic interpreted that report as that part of the braking system being unsafe. Frazier says LEX has sought an administrative review to each case. The federal agency hasn't returned a call yet seeking comment. Illinois legislators are expected to reconvene in Springfield this week for the second half of their veto session. Tony Arnold has more.
One lawmaker says he expected to be an anticlimactic week, but they still have plenty to do. One proposal on the table requires publicly traded corporations to disclose what they pay in taxes. It was narrowly approved in the Senate, but Republican State Representative Jim Sasha says he wants the House to reject it.
I can't even find adequate adjectives to express my disgust over this bill.
A few other issues legislators could take up: legalizing marijuana for medicinal purposes, allowing those in the country illegally to get driver's licenses, and there's the matter of State Representative LaShawn Ford. He was indicted last week on bank fraud charges. Ford says he's innocent and wants House members to approve a resolution allowing him to keep representing Chicago's West Side. But some of the biggest issues are expected to come up in special sessions in January, including pension reform and an expansion of gambling. I'm Tony Arnold.
One central Illinois law enforcement leader says he doesn't understand why state lawmakers are moving to provide undocumented immigrants with driver's licenses. A plan that would provide the IDs for the estimated 250,000 people living in Illinois illegally is headed to the Senate floor. Supporters say it would make Illinois roads safer with trained motorists required to carry insurance. But Sangamon County Sheriff Neil Williamson says the measure is being pushed through under what he calls the guise of public safety. And he says he's not alone in opposing the plan.
There's no question about it that it's basically a split state on this issue. I've been in touch with our Sheriff's Association, and it's their feeling that any sheriff that's north of I-80, where a lot of the immigrants reside, sheriffs are maybe support this initiative, and southern Illinois sheriffs, like myself, would be against it.
Williamson says the initiative simply doesn't make any sense to him. Williamson says he welcomes immigrants of all nationalities, but he questions the need for providing driver's licenses since mandatory insurance minimums have been in place for years. Supporters of the change say those here illegally are driving, but without a license, they are unable to purchase coverage. Governor Pat Quinn says he doesn't expect a deal to expand gambling in Illinois before lawmakers address a pension overhaul. The governor has vetoed plans to add 5 new casinos, including one in Danville, but recently he said a compromise can be reached on the issue. The Chicago Democrat said yesterday that no gambling expansion should be addressed before one on pensions. One issue expected to come up is a decision on closing some prisons, including the facility at TAMS and one in Dwight and juvenile centers. Lawmakers had budgeted $57 million for some centers, but Quinn moved forward to close facilities. The Senate voted last week to override the governor's veto, saying he'll save jobs. The measure now goes to the House, where an override vote could occur this week. Illinois' U.S. senators have recommended 4 finalists to become the new U.S. attorney in the Northern District of Illinois. Senators Dick Durbin and Mark Kirk say the names sent today to President Barack Obama for consideration are Jonathan Burge, Zachary Farden, Lori Lightfoot, and Gil Soffer. All 4 are former federal prosecutors. Burge is currently in private practice, focusing on corporate litigation and investigators. Farden is in private practice after working as a prosecutor in Illinois and Tennessee. And Lightfoot is also in private practice after a career that includes a stint as chief administrator of the Chicago Police Department's Office of Professional Standards. Soffer's law practice has focused on white-collar crime. The White House will now review the recommendations and nominate a replacement for Patrick Fitzgerald. Authorities say 4 people died when a small plane crashed as it was approaching a southeastern Indiana airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says the crash happened last night about a mile south of the Greensburg Municipal Airport and that all those on board were killed. The FAA says the plane had been cleared to approach the airport but never arrived. A detective in Greensburg says the emergency dispatchers received a call about 6:15 p.m. about a possible crash. The wreckage was found at about 10:45 p.m. where the plane had crashed through a tree line and ended up in a farm field about 40 miles southeast of Indianapolis. In sports, the Chicago Bears are 8-4 and tied with Green Bay atop the NFC North, heading into this Sunday's matchup with the 6-6 Minnesota Vikings. After yesterday's 23-17 overtime loss to Seattle, the Bears need the upcoming week to recuperate. Both linebacker Brian Urlacher and cornerback Tim Jennings were hurt toward the end of the game, and receiver Earl Bennett and safety Chris Conte left earlier in the game. Fighting Illini basketball team will try to continue their perfect start to the season when they face Western Carolina at Assembly Hall tomorrow night. So far, Illinois is 8-0 under Coach John Gross, although the Illini have yet to face a ranked team. That will change on Saturday in Illinois when Illinois heads on the road to take on Gonzaga. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.